and other news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says the Kazungula Bridge is key to deepening regional integration and advancing the African continental free trade area, as well as enhancing trade within the SADC region. Speaking at the official launch of the Kazungula Bridge Authority, President Hichilema said African countries must take the lead in strengthening regional integration and unlocking economic development across the continent. The head of state said the infrastructure must be fully utilized, noting that the value of the Kazungula Bridge extends beyond Zambia and Botswana, as it will also benefit Zimbabwe, Angola and other neighboring countries.
Talk to our bilateral relationship. Talk to SADC, talk to AU, Africa, Continental Free Trade Area. That cannot exist in the air. The laws of nature does not allow things to exist in a hanging situation. They have to be anchored. Enhancement of trade in this SADC region and on the African continent have to be anchored. They can't hang. These are the anchors. These are the portals. This bridge is the answer to deepening and realizing the Africa free trade area, continental free trade area. Simple, strength. Let's utilize this asset.
Meanwhile, President of Botswana, Dina Boko, has expressed optimism that the establishment of the authority will pave way for stronger partnership and increased beneficiation between the two countries.
The Africa Continental Free Trade Area Agreement impels all of us, its obligation on every leader, every citizen of every African country to raise the level and volume of intra-Africa trade. We need to reorganize ourselves and our infrastructure to create links and connections between our countries, the better for us to then be able to move goods across our continent seamless. We now have the Kazungula Bridge, part of the first few at a certain point faltering steps in the direction of creating this regional connection.
The National Prosecutions Authority has seized a trucking limited company owned by former Defence Minister Jesse Mwamba, also known as GBM, located along Luansha Road in Lusaka. The forfeited property is linked to a non-conviction-based forfeiture case involving Mr. Mwamba's assets. NPA Public Relations Officer Vivian Nsingo has told Hot FM News that the property has been forfeited to the state following a 2024 case in which Mr. Mwamba was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor by senior resident magistrate Sanford Ngobola. Baby who went missing from Kasire General Hospital on February 21, 2026 has been found abandoned in an area covered with short grass. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Supo Kaitisha said today around 5:40 hours, Kasire Police Station through Shikoswe Police Post received a report from Friday's Theory of Shikoswe Township that she had discovered an abandoned male infant. Ms. Kaitisha said that Ms. Piri, who works as a maid, was on her way to work when she heard a baby crying from a grassy area. When she moved closer to check the source of the sound and found the infant lying there, she said Ms. Piri alerted a man who was walking ahead of her, who advised her to report the matter to the police. Ms. Kaitisha said, acting swiftly on the report, police officers responded promptly, secured the child and immediately transported the infant to Kafue General Hospital for medical attention. She said the child has since been reunited with the mother. The state have applied in the Lusaka High Court to add more witnesses to its witness list in the matter involving the murder of former Independent Broadcasting Authority Director General Gonzila Malaya. When the matter came up for continuation of trial, senior state advocate Cipollino Piri made an application to include more witnesses, among them an IBA official, citing the Criminal Procedure Code of the Laws of Zambia. Mr. Piri submitted that the application was to aid the state in advancing its case against the accused persons in the matter. However, the defense objected to the application, stating that it came like a surprise when the state was supposed to file at least 14 days before trial. This is the matter in which Mrs. Sani Dokowe, a police officer, Caleb Zulu, also a police officer of Livala South, Samuel Dokowe, an assistant engineer, and Francis Chipioka, an accountant of Foxdale, are charged with murder. It is alleged that the four accused persons murdered former IBA Director General Mr. Mulea. The court has adjourned the matter to February 25, 2026 for ruling. Government says while development assistance has declined in many countries, health support from the Scottish Government to Zambia has increased. Speaking at the launch of the Scottish Government-funded Health Partnership Programme, Minister of Health, Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishempi, said the initiative aims to strengthen health outcomes at both provincial and national levels. He has described the partnership as a milestone in the Zambia-Scotland collaboration, marking 20 years of Scottish international development engagement.
Yesterday when I was having a chat with my colleagues, we were happy to learn that the reduction in the overall development assistance to countries, but from the Scottish government, we were amazed to be told that actually support to Zambia has increased. So this is as a result of what we've been doing. There are certain achievements that we have done that have attracted high-level government officials from Scotland to come and visit us and to witness those good achievements that we have done within the country, and therefore the ripple effect is now being seen.
Meanwhile, Deputy British High Commissioner and Development Director Simon Jackson said the program is expected to strengthen the health system and improve access to quality care for women and children across the country. And Global Health Partnership Zambia Country Director Muleva Matafwali said the initiative is currently supporting projects in Eastern Province, where more than 2,000 women are expected to be screened for cancer, and in Central Province targeting over 26,000 women and infants under maternal and neonatal health interventions.
So at the moment, we are implementing 5 programs, including the one that we are launching today. The first one is our breast cancer awareness project. This one is in partnership with the Cancer Disease Hospital, as well as Association of Breast Cancer UK, funded by Sanofi Pharmaceuticals. We are in the third year of implementation, and what we are trying to do is to ensure that we train cadres of primary health workers who are able to easily tell the signs of breast cancer as people present in the hospital. But not only that, we are also training a cadre of primary health workers, because we do know the problem we are trying to deal with in this project is late presentation. In the community, we don't know what to look out for, and as a result, we go to the hospital late.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Government has welcomed the continued engagement and renewed commitment by the government of the French Republic to deepen cooperation in the mining sector. Speaking when he received a high-level French delegation led by the French ambassador to Zambia, Thomas Rosignol, Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeka said the government remains committed to fostering mutually beneficial partnerships that support sustainable development, economic diversification, and shared prosperity. Dr. Kabeka emphasized the importance of strengthening institutional capacity within the Mineral Regulation Commission, particularly in enhancing monitoring, compliance, and enforcement systems through modern technologies. And Ambassador Rosignol stated that the frequency of high-level engagements reflects France's seriousness in advancing practical and results-oriented collaboration. The French delegation expressed interest in exploring opportunities in the manganese subsector. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals.